Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Explosive Forces by Dee Dee Ayers, narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Chapter 1. Hello? Hello, Carly? Carly Harrington Reese shifted her cell phone back to her ear. I'm here, Aunt Freda. I thought I heard a dog barking next door, but I don't hear anything now. That was Aunt Freda's famous sound that, when emitted from the judicial bench where she was a juvenile court judge, stood for unimpressed, doubtful, or dissatisfied. Didn't I just say it's not a good idea for a young woman to be working alone late at night? I'm about done anyway. Carly put her aunt on speaker before reaching for the sterling silver bell necklace on her front display table. It was the reason she'd pop back into her store tonight. She hadn't meant to leave the signature piece of her first jewelry collection behind when she locked up. Besides, the space next door is empty. Now I don't like the sound of that one bit. Empty spaces are just begging for trouble to walk in. It won't be vacant long. The landlord has had interest in turning it into a cupcake shop. I'm thinking people who like to buy individual suites might also want one-of-a-kind items for my boutique. I know that's right. Flawless is going to be a hit. How can it not, with my little supermodel niece large and in charge? I saw the grand opening banner when I drove by this morning. You came by? Carly frowned and laid the necklace on the counter. Whimpering sounds again. Was it a dog? Or her imagination working overtime? Why didn't you come in? Grandnephew Fry. He just got his driver's permit and talked me into letting him drive around. I told him if he scratches my Mercedes, it's coming out of his future college tuition money. Carly, you're not listening to me, are you? Carly?